This is the second booklet in the series titled All Uses Are Church Uses. Title of this second week is The Most Excellent of All Uses. And on the cover, there is this quote from Conjugal Love 183. The use of conjugal love is the most excellent of all uses, because therefrom comes the procreation of the human race, and from the human race, the angelic heaven. Day 1. The first essential of the Lord's love and the most excellent of all uses. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And Yehovah God formed the man, dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of lives, and the man became a living soul. True Christian Religion, number 43. It is the essence of love to love others outside of oneself, to desire to be one with them, and to render them blessed from oneself. The essence of God consists of two things, love and wisdom, while the essence of his love consists of three things, namely, to love others outside of himself, to desire to be one with them, and from himself to render them blessed. And because love and wisdom in God make one, as has been shown above, the same three things constitute the essence of his wisdom. And love desires these three things, and wisdom brings them forth. The first essential, which is to love others outside of oneself, is recognized in God's love for the whole human race, and for its sake, God loves all things that he has created, because they are means. For when the end is loved, the means also are loved. All men and things in the universe are outside of God because they are finite, and God is infinite. The second essential of the love of God, which is a desire to be one with others, is recognized in his conjunction with the angelic heaven, with the church on earth, with everyone there, and with everything good and true that enters into and constitutes man and the church. Moreover, love, viewed in itself, is nothing but an endeavor towards conjunction, or being joined together. Therefore, that this aim of the essence of love might be realized, man was created by God into his own image and likeness, with which a conjunction is possible. The third essential of the love of God, which is to render others blessed from himself, is recognized in eternal life, which is the endless blessedness, happiness, and felicity that God gives to those who receive into themselves his love. For as God is love itself, so is he blessedness itself. For all love breathes forth delight from itself, and the divine love breathes forth blessedness itself, happiness and felicity to eternity. Thus God from himself renders the angels blessed, and men after death, and this he does by conjunction with them. True Christian Religion, number 44. That such is the nature of the divine love is known from its sphere, which pervades the universe and affects everyone in accordance with his state. It especially affects parents and is the source of their tender love for their children, who are outside of themselves, and their desire to be one with them and to render them blessed from themselves. True Christian Religion, number 47. From these things, when rightly understood, it can be seen that the universe is a coherent work from first things to last, because it is a work that includes ends, causes, and effects in an indissoluble connection. And because in every love there is an end, in all wisdom there is a promotion of an end by means of immediate causes, and through these causes, effects, which are uses, are attained, it follows that the universe is a work that includes divine love, divine wisdom, and uses. and is thus in every respect a work coherent from things first to last, that the universe consists of perpetual uses brought forth by wisdom, but initiated by love, every wise man can observe as in a mirror, as soon as he acquires a general conception of the creation of the universe, and from that observes the particulars. For particulars adapt themselves to their own general, and the general arranges them in a form in which they are in harmony. Questions and discussion. Number 1. How is the creation of man an inevitable effect of the Lord's love? Number 2. The three essentials of the Lord's love are, quote, to love others outside of oneself, to desire to be one with them, and to render them blessed from oneself, unquote, TCR 43. Do you see a connection between this passage and the truth in Divine Love and Wisdom 47, that, quote, love consists in this, that its own should be another's? To feel the joy of another as joy in oneself, that is loving, unquote. Number 3. The sphere of the Lord's love, to want to love others outside of oneself, affects especially parents, it says in TCR 44, but it also affects everyone. Think of all the uses that benefit children that are served by people that are not necessarily parents themselves. Does understanding the nature of the Lord's love help explain why so many people perform so many important uses for children who are not their own? Number 4. Does this series of passages help explain for you what love really is?